Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I am seeing quite a few new faces, so I just am curious to know how many of you are practicing Krishna consciousness, meaning how many of you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly. Please raise your hand. And how many of you are following the four regulative principles? How many of you have accepted Srila Prabhupada's teachings wholeheartedly? Okay. Yeah. Now that leads us to the question, why are you doing that? So it's important to know why we are doing what we are doing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna came about 500 years ago to teach us how to become a devotee of Krishna. Krishna himself came to teach us how to become a devotee. Because in the age of Kali, there will be a lot of confusion. In one hand, most of the people in the age of Kali will become atheistic. They won't believe in God. That's one big problem. An even bigger problem is that in this age of Kali, many unscrupulous people will pretend to be God, will claim that they are God. And this is how people will become misguided. Most of them are atheistic, and those who believe in God, they will be confused by this kind of unscrupulous people. And another problem is that in this age, people will become confused about gods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the demigods. Many people think that the Vedic culture, Vedic religion, is polytheistic, meaning they believe in many gods. But in reality, it is not. It is a Vedic dharma, is Sanatana dharma, is monotheistic. God is one. But there are demigods. Like there are personalities who take care of different aspects of universal affairs. Somebody takes care of the water department. And there is in the universal affair, there are different departments, like water department, wind department, fire department, rain department, many such departments, finance department, education department. So there are different departmental heads. And those departmental heads are known as devtas. Like water department is controlled by Varun Dev. Fire department, Agni Dev. Wind department, Pavan Dev. Education department, Saraswati Devi. So these are the devas and devis. But there is the consideration of Bhagavan. This Indra, Chandra, Varun, these are demigods. But Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is one without a second. Although he expands into many different incarnations. Avatarahi asankhayo. There are many asankho, asankhas, sankhati. Innumerable incarnations of the Lord. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality. So that is the actual understanding. But I can see that most of you are coming from India. And in India, I'm sure all of you have gone through this misconception, not knowing the difference between Krishna and the demigods. How many of you are from Maharashtra? And who is your god there? Ganesh. Ganapati. How many of you are from South India? Who is the god there? Murugan. Balaji. Balaji is okay. Those who are worshippers of Balaji, they are okay. But general, common people are generally worship thinking that Murugan is Kartikeya. And in Bengal, how many of you are from Bengal? Who is your god there? So this is how different parts of India has different gods. But when we came across ISKCON, what did you understand? We recognized that they are demigods, they are Dev-Devi. But Krishna, who we practically forgot, is the Supreme Personality of God. So that is the perfect understanding, and that is the teachings that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. Krishna came as a devotee himself to teach us who is God, who is actual God. And that is how we got the right understanding. And this teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been very wonderfully presented by his followers, mainly the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, they settled down in Vrindavan. And there, they were absorbed in rendering devotional service to Krishna. Vrindavan those days was just forest. They were living in a forest. Why? Because they wanted to be away from the madding crowd, to be completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And they are generally known as Goswamis, meaning those who have perfectly controlled and conquered their senses. Out of the Goswamis, six of them are principal Goswamis. They are Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Jiva Goswami. And they wrote many, many books. Although they were living in Vrindavan, in a forest, but they wrote many books. Nana Shastra Vicharenaika Nipuno Sadharma Sanghapati. Nana Shastra Vicharenaika Nipuno. Nipuno means very expertly. They have Nana Shastra, very scriptures, Vicharena, consulting and concluding. They have established Eka Sattva, the ideal path of religion, ideal dharma. What is to be done? What is the goal of life that they establish? principal are Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, two brothers. They were very, very successful individuals. These two brothers were the prime minister and the treasurer, the finance minister of the Muslim king there in Bengal. We can well imagine how wealthy they must have been, how opulent they must have been, how influential they must have been. But after coming in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they gave up everything. Although they were kings, although they are kings' associates, ministers, but they gave up. Takta turnam ashesha sada tuchyapat bhutva dina ganesha ko kurumaya ko pina kathashita. It has been described about them. Takta turnam ashesha mandala patishwami. They were in the association of many, many kings and monarchs. But tuchyavat, negligently, without any consideration, they rejected all that. Turnam ashesha mangala pratishyami sada tuchyavat. Bhutva dina ganeshako karunaya. In order to benefit the suffering conditioned souls, miserable living entities, they have accepted the life of total renunciation. Gopin and Kantha. Their only position was a loincloth and a worn out quilt. Kantha is a kind of a poor man's quilt. You know how the quilt, that quilt is made? They get all the old clothes together and they stitch it together. The old clothes that have been torn and thrown away, that stitch together, and that is their position. In one hand, they were the ministers living in palaces. Rupa Goswami, when he retired, you know how he carried his wealth? Yes, how many boats? Three boats, and boats are full with gold coins. So that is how wealthy they were. But what did they do? They rejected everything and accepted the life of a mendicant, just wearing a loincloth. And Vrindavan gets very, very cold in winter. To cover themselves from that winter cold, they had just a worn out piece of cloth stitched together. But they wrote volumes of books, and those books are considered to be the greatest philosophical treatises, establishing the highest spiritual standard. Out of them, Sanatana Goswami wrote a book called Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Brihat Bhagavatamrita. You all know about Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, but this is Greater Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is presented in a concise form. But Sanatana Goswami elaborated the purport of Bhagavatam. And the purpose of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, called Brihat Bhagavatam. And this book is presented in two parts. First part is describing Narad Muni is searching for the greatest devotee. He is looking for the greatest devotee of the world. And in his search, he is going one up from one person, one devotee to another. Gradually, he is coming to the ultimate point of devotion. Very systematically, this has been established. There are different levels of devotion, different grades of devotion, but the highest form of devotion he established there. And the second part is describing a cowherd boy's journey back to the spiritual sky. So both the volumes, both the books, are actually establishing the same point. One is Narad Muni searching for the higher, greatest devotee, and this devotee going through his life and coming to the ultimate point. And that's why it is very important to read this book or understand these two books. To understand why we are doing what we are doing. So I'll just briefly tell you the story of the second part of Vrihadaranyaka. It's a huge volume, but anyway, I hope in 15-20 minutes the summary of it. This cowherd boy. He was a cowherd boy from Govardhan. In Vrindavan, there is a region, a mountain called Govardhan. So he was a cowherd boy and he used to tend cows from morning to night and play with his friends. And he used to see that there was a man who apparently looked like a madman. But he was very affectionate towards his cowherd boys. This man sometimes used to laugh, sometimes used to cry, sometimes used to dance, sometimes used to roll in the ground. And the cowherd boy, he was very fond of the cowherd boys. When you'd see these cowherd boys, you'd embrace them and you'd express his love for them. And these cowherd boys also had a very deep appreciation and respect for him, love for him. So whenever they would see him, they would offer him cow's milk. So then one day when Gop Kumar was alone, this man, he came across this person and he told him, go take your bath in Jamuna. I'll give you something which is very, very precious. Extremely precious object. So Gop Kumar, this cowherd boy whose name was Gop Kumar, he went, took a bath in Jamuna and came to him. And then he gave him, what is the most precious object? The mantra. Especially Krishna mantra. The mantra that takes one back to the spiritual sky, to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he gave him this mantra, 10-syllable Gopal mantra, and he started to explain about the mantra, what happens by chanting the mantra, how to meditate upon the mantra. But while he was explaining, he fainted. And when he came back to his senses, he just got up and walked away. But this cowherd boy, he heard whatever he said and he took it very, very sincerely. And he very attentively, very sincerely, he started to chant this mantra, Gopal. And as a result of chanting the mantra, he lost interest in other activities. He didn't feel like tending the cows. He didn't feel like playing with his friends. He didn't feel like eating. He didn't feel like sleeping. All he wanted to do is just chant the mantra. then he started to feel that the surrounding where he was is a kind of hindrance to his chanting the mantra. His friends come and pull him, come, let's play. When he goes home, mother says, eat. The father says, do this. So he started to feel that he is just being his actual purpose, that what he really likes to do, he can't do here. Therefore, one day he left home. And while he was traveling in this way, he came across Brahman. He saw him. His work, he's very sincerely, he is worshipping a Shila, Shaligram Shila. So he asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm worshipping the Lord. He said, he asked, what is this that you're worshipping? He said, oh, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by hearing that, he thought, oh, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, on whom I'm meditating, on whom my guru gave the instruction. And so he sat there and he saw how this Brahmana was worshipping so nicely. And then, after worshipping, the Brahmana put the Shila, he was saying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in a small box. And he started to cry. Look what he is doing. He's putting the Supreme Personality of God in a little box. And how will he eat and how will he sleep? So then the Brahmana said, look, I'm a poor Brahmana. I don't really have the means to worship the Lord properly. I just try to worship him to the best of my ability. But if you really want to see grand worship of the Lord, then go to such and such king, king's kingdom, and you will see how nicely that he is worshipping the Lord. So upon hearing that, that Gopkumar went to that kingdom. And he saw a grand temple and so many pujaris worshipping the Lord with so many beautiful articles and paraphernalia. And thousands of people are coming to the temple to have the darshan. So he was so impressed that he felt, now I have found the Lord. And Gopkumar then started to stay there. All he wanted to do is, from morning till night, he would just stay there and see the Lord be worshipped. And at night, he would just sit and lie down in one corner of the temple. And this is how he was spending his time. Then, one day, the king of that place died. And the king didn't have any son. So the ministers started to look for a king. And they found all the royal qualities and signs are in the person of this boy. So they decided to make him the king. So Gopkumar became the king. Although he became the king, he did not indulge in sense gratification. All he was concerned about is worshipping the Lord and promoting his service. But then he started to see that that people do not show that kind of respect to the Lord and especially his prasad. So he used to feel very bad. That, look, the prasad of the Lord, the remnants of the Lord. Just by taking that remnants, one can become purified of all his material contaminations. But they don't have that respect for him. So then he was told that in a place called Purushottam Kshetra, the Lord is worshipped. with grand offerings. And there, even though the prasad becomes stale or apparently rotten, but people accept that prasad with full respect. So hearing that, Gopkumar became interested, so he left his kingdom and went to Jagannath Puri. And there he started to also stay like that in the temple and having the darshan of the Lord in his wonderful form. So then Gopkumar was staying there, and there also the king died. And the king's son did not want to become the king. So there also the ministers, while looking for the king, they came across Gopkumar and made him the king. So he became the king, and then one day in Jagannath Puri, he just saw his spiritual master. So he went and he offered obeisances to him, and his spiritual master very affectionately instructed further on how to chant the mantra and how to meditate upon the mantra and what's the goal of the mantra. So then Gopkumar started to chant the mantra. And as a result of chanting the mantra, from then onwards, we see that whatever Gopkumar desired, he got that. Like he got to know about another place called heaven, Swargaloka. There Indra worships the Lord, where the Lord has become Indra's brother, younger brother. And there he accepts Indra's offering with his own hands. So Gopkumar became eager to find out how the Lord accepts the worship there. And as a result of that, he was transported to the heavenly planet. In the heavenly planet also, once Indra became afraid of being cursed by Brahmana, and Indra, out of fear, Indra disappeared. So, Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods, started to look for Indra as a substitute, and go, he made Gopkumar. So, Gopkumar became Indra. Although he became Indra, but he did not indulge in the heavenly comforts and luxury. He used to just stay in the garden of heavenly planet called Nandan Kanan. He used to stay in the garden, not in the palace. And his whole business, entire business, was to promote devotion to the Lord. Then one day Gopkumar saw some brilliant looking personalities. And he wondered who they are. They looked like brilliant as the sun. And he was told, these are the sages from higher planetary system called Maharloka. They are Bhrigu, Pulastha, Pulaha. And so Gopkumar was told about the higher planetary system, Maharloka. So Gopkumar then thought, it would be so nice to see how the Maharloka is like. And Gopkumar was elevated to Maharloka. Then at one time, the Maharloka became very hot because he was told that all the lower planetary systems, all the way up to heavenly planet, is burnt out, destroyed, as annihilation. And the heat of that annihilation is reaching the Maharloka planet. So they left Maharloka and went to the next planetary system called Janaloka. Then he was elevated to Tapaloka. And then beyond Tapaloka, he got to know about Saptaloka and he was elevated to Saptaloka. And in Saptaloka, once Brahma again disappeared. And you can well imagine what happened. Gopkumar became Brahma. And so he ruled over Saptaloka, he became a Brahma, became Brahma. And there also he came across his spiritual master. And the spiritual master further instructed him. And then he went back to the earth planet. He was told to go to the earth planet. So he came back to earth planet, to Vrindavan. And he found so many kalpas went by. So the change of the planet, the planet completely changed the structure of the planet. But Vrindavan, he found, is the same. There was no change in Vrindavan. And although he went back to Vrindavan, but he didn't find any of his old friends or anybody. They all disappeared. Left the planet. Long time ago. So many kalpas went down. So then Gopkumar started to chant the mantra there. And then one day he found himself moving at a tremendous speed in a kind of a vehicle. And he saw all those planetary systems that he was there before, all the way up to Brahmaloka, gradually disappeared from sight. The whole universe disappeared. Then he came to the outer covering of the material image, outer covering of the universe, transcending all the other planetary systems. The first layer was the layer of Earth. And there he found Mother Earth worshipping Varaha Dev. So then, transcending that region, he came to the water region. There he found that the personality of water was worshipping Kurma Dev. Then he came to the region of fire. There he found that the personality of fire was worshipping Vaishana. Then he came to the region of air. There he found the Lord is being worshipped by the personality of air as Aniruddha. Then ether, then mind, and finally he came to the region of mind. There he found Shankarshan is being worshipped. And beyond that, he came to the region of Prakriti, Maya, Mahamaya's region. And there he found Mahamaya is worshipping the Mohini Murti. So, and Mahamaya, Maya Devi invited him. Why are you leaving? Please stay here. Enjoy with me. So Gopkumar then said, please bless me that I can properly serve you, brother. So Krishna is the, it was addressed as the brother of Mahaprabhu. Subhadra's brother, Yogamaya and Mahamaya, the same. So then he came out of this universe. And he came across the Brahma Jyoti. A brilliant light. And that was blinding. All this while he had the association or some form of the Lord. But now he could see the Lord. So he became very worried, very frightened. So he started to pray to Lord Jagannath. And then he heard some sound of kirtan. And then he saw that a personality whose bodily complexion was like camphor, white as camphor, riding on a bull, surrounded by his associates, and they all are chanting his glory. So he asked, who that was? And one of the associates of that person told him, oh, you don't know him. He is Lord Shiva. And he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So make your life successful by being associated. So Gopamaya offered obeisance and said, well, I'll just carry on. So he carried on, and then he came to Vaikuntha, gate of Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha he saw at the gate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he offered him obeisances and started to pray to him. Oh my Lord, you are all powerful, Supreme Lord, please be merciful unto us. Jai Shri Shri Ramitana Ki, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Vaishnava. So, but that person, as he heard that, offering obeisance and offering prayers, he covered his ears and started to say, no, no, I am not the Lord, I am not the Lord, I am just a servant. Saying that, he just ran inside. So he was wondering what happened. His forearm carrying conch, lotus, disc and nest, bluish complexion, red in yellow garment. So he was just waiting there, not knowing what to do. Then he saw one personality came riding in a spaceship along with his consort, forearm wearing yellow garment and carrying disc, lotus, mace and conch. So he started to offer obeisances to him and pray to him. That person again said, no, no, I'm not the Supreme Personality of God. Saying that, he also quickly ran inside. So then finally somebody put pity upon him and told him, come, I will take you to him. So he was taken to the Lord, and the Lord was very happy to see him. And he took him and made him sit down. Lakshmi Devi, the Lord's eternal consort, came and treated him like his own son. And this way he reached Vaikuntha. And he was enjoying being there. And some residents used to tell him, and now that you have come to Vaikuntha, you should assume the Vaikuntha form. Why are you maintaining your earthly form? Two arms, no weapon, no insignia. Assume your forearm form, become like us. But Gopkumar was not interested for some reason. Then Gopkumar got to know about another region called Ayodhya. So he went there and he got the association of Lord Ramchandra. Became Ramchandra's associate. Then he was further elevated to Dwarka. And there he became the associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then one day, Narad Muni came there. So Narad Muni told him, Gopkumar, even in Dwarka, you are having the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is showering so much mercy upon you. With so much affection, the queens are treating you. But how come your heart is still not satisfied? So then Guru Kumar said, yes, I know, I'm so fortunate, I'm receiving such favor of the Lord. But actually, my heart is hankering for one boy who tames cows, he wears a peacock feather on his head, and he plays flute. So my heart is just hankering for him. So Narada Muni said, okay, so your destination is Vrindavan. So you go back to the earth planet. And in Vrindavan, you perform Sankirtan. Sankirtan means chant the name of the Lord with all the love of your heart. So Gopi Kumar went back to Vrindavan. And he started to chant in the forest of Vrindavan. He started to just all the time chant the holy name of the Lord with all the love of his heart. Then one day when he was near Jamuna, he saw the Buddha. And seeing him, he became so excited, he just went to catch him. He almost caught him. He caught the end of his uttari, upper garment. But then it slipped out of his hand and he disappeared behind the bush. And Gopi Kumar's condition at that time was like a person who received an incredible wealth and then all of a sudden he lost it. He received it, but then he lost it. And in this acute agony, he fainted. And his body rolled into Jamuna. When he regained his consciousness, he found himself moving with a tremendous speed. And then he arrived in a beautiful place. And he saw some young girls who were picking flowers and singing the glory of Krishna. So he asked, can you please tell me where Krishna is? But all those girls did not respond. He was keeping flowers and singing the glory of Krishna. So he thought, are they dumb or the deaf? They don't hear. Or is it that they're so absorbed in the thought of the personality whose glory they're singing, that they don't have any external consciousness? And that way he found whoever he was talking, everyone was not responding to this, as if they were completely lost. So then one old lady took pity upon him. He said, come. And that is the house of Nanda Maharaj. And Gopal will come soon. He has gone to the forest to tend the cows. And then Gopi Kumar saw that all of a sudden the horizon became filled with dust. Dust was falling. Then he heard the mooing of the cows and laughter of the boys. And then he saw that everyone was looking at that direction. And then he saw Krishna in the front, just coming with the cows and cowherd boys. Upon seeing Krishna, Gopi Kumar just ran to meet him. And seeing Gopi Kumar, Krishna also came running. And Krishna and Gopi Kumar embraced each other. And then Gopi Kumar, Krishna started to tell him, my friend, where have you been all this while? I've been missing you so much. And speaking like that, Krishna fainted. And everyone there, they started to think that, is this an agent of Kamsa? who came to harm Krishna. And cowherd boys picked up their sticks, and the elderly cowherd people, they ran to see what happened to Krishna. And the cowherd girls started to cry, thinking somebody has done something. Hurt Krishna, harm Krishna. And then Balaram came running, and upon seeing the condition of Krishna, he understood what happened. So he woke up this cowherd boy and told him to chant his name in his ears. And as Gop Kumar chanted Krishna's names to his ears, then Krishna came back to his senses. Then Krishna took Gop Kumar by hand and said, "Come, my friend, let's go to home." So this is how Gop Kumar went back to Golok Vrindavan. And this way we can see the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won't compromise until they come to Golok Vrindavan. Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwarka, they won't feel happy there. Until and unless they come to Vrindavan and be with Krishna, the cowherd boy, and develop their loving relationship and devotee of Krishna, devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not settle for anything less than that. So now you understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. So how many of you want to go to Vaikuntha? Then I'll say you didn't understand what I said. I just mentioned. Gop Kumar, did Gop Kumar settle for Vaikuntha?
No.
Then? Yes. Will you settle for Ayodhya?
No.
Will you settle for Dwarka?
No.
How many Gujaratis are here? Gujarat is a very fond of Dwarka. Gujarat. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are of different breed. They won't settle until they reach Gujarat. Thank you very much. All glory is to Shri.